Shalom and good morning. Oh, it's so good to be with you this morning. Bless the Lord. Here in Branson, Missouri, and I'm home after a little spell away, and so glad to be here and got here just in time for a record. I don't know about record, but a very unusual snowfall for us. We were here where I live. We were predicted to get from 9 to 15 inches, and it looks like out my window, we got about 8 inches. But more than that is the extreme cold they have foretold. And tomorrow, I think, is supposed to be a low of -3, feels like -15. But Monday, the forecast is for 64 degrees. That's like a 70-degree turnaround. My goodness. It's beautiful outside in the snowfall. I'm thankful to be inside warm. Of course, pray for all of those who don't have what I have, and homeless people, whatever. Bless the Lord. Our prayers are going to anyone who might be facing some kind of an element or a weather predicted weather cause thing, perhaps even that plane a crash. I don't know, but whatever, in the plane deal, when the first two plane crashes came, I know it wouldn't be the end of it. And whether it's stirring up the elements or whatever has to do with it, I do know that demons travel in groups, in groups. For instance, our little town, Collinsville, Oklahoma, back in the 70s, we had a population of 3,500, and we had 7 teenage suicides. So we met at the church and drove them out, stopped them, drove them out, bound them. And then one hit down the mile, down 9 miles down the road, and so we drove them out of the whole territory. But here's the thing about it. Jesus is coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was talking to Chip about it, and he didn't seem to have known it, but there are demonic forces that come up at the very end that haven't been here before, and increased in activities. And so, but what is increased in activity is the Church of the Living God, growing up in the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this morning, first thing, crack out of the box, I want to do what we need to do every morning, first thing, crack out of the box, and that is take authority over demonic activity in our realm. I, Billy Brim, have a realm. I know what my realm is. My realm involves my habitational authority, where I live. But also, after years and years and years, I know that my territories have been increased, and I know how far out they go, relatively so. Now, here we are all together today, across this country, and others around from other countries. So we're going to sit in our seats of authority. Sit in your seat of authority every single day, and don't let things happen at your airport, for instance. Your school. I'm telling you, folks, he gave us the authority on this earth. He's the ultimate authority, like he told us not long ago. And he has given us the authority. And according to, let's praise the Lord for it right now. Father, together, we want to praise you for what's revealed in Colossians chapter 1. And that is that you have fitted us for the inheritance of the saints in the light. The inheritance of the saints in the light. And you have translated us out of, redeemed us, rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and translated it into the kingdom of your beloved Son. You have said to us in Romans 5:17, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, Father, we can't wrap our heads around it, but thank God we can wrap our hearts of understanding and get it. And now we pray that prayer that Paul prayed and left us for an example. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power toward us, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the church over all things, the church, the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And now, we have been raised. When you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him, and we are seated there, quickened, raised, and seated in him, my hand. And now, kingdom of darkness, this company of prayer, this authorized, equipped, armed company of prayers comes out against you in unity, kingdom of darkness. And in the name above every name, with weapons of our warfare which are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, we pull down strongholds wherever we sit in our realm. Each individual, one of us, join together like a network. Speak paralyzation to demonic activity in the heavenlies over the United States of America, over our president, Donald John Trump, our vice president, their families, our cabinet, his cabinet, their cabinet, our governors, our leaders, our states. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our realm and tell you to cease and desist in all your maneuvers, manifestations, and operations against us individually, against our families, against our Derricks, against the Derricks of our families, the good works that God has ordained we should walk in, go unhindered today. We bind you and plead the blood of Jesus over this phone prayer activity today. Cease and desist in all your maneuvers against it. To the glory of God the Father. That's what we do every morning, folks. And don't forget it. He has to obey you. Read Macmillan's book again. Read it slowly. Take it into your heart. They have to obey you. When I find out it's the devil on something, that lets me know I've got the victory. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you there? Brother Max.
I'm here.
Brother Max.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Probably
no,
you're
here.
There still ruling and reigning. Glory to
I
God.
I'm praying here. Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Did you want to
Thank
greet
you.
The people this morning, Brother Max?
Well, yes. Good morning to everybody. Praise the Lord for all of you. And just remember, we are in a time that we are not to be afraid or terrified, but to be rejoicing. Amen. Just to be rejoicing. A lot of good things happening in the country,
mm-hmm.
overseas, all over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Isn't
he told us
wonderful?
In the book of Luke, 12:32, do not be afraid, little flocks.
Isn't that something I call this little flock?
Yeah.
Sometimes warriors and sometimes flock and sometimes children and sometimes it's just amazing. Bless the
yes.
Lord.
We just thank
you. You know, Brother Max and everyone, going back to our February 5th call, and who can believe it's February 19 already, but he ended that call. The whole call that day was about hearing his voice, and he ended the noon call with this phrase, trusting in me who created you all to be in communion with me. And for Brenda's sake, that was underlined. But we are actually created to be in communion with him. He created us, Brother Max, for this call today.
Yes, he is. Yes, he did. Praise the Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
Serving an awesome God. My goodness.
It's just wonderful. He created us and fitted us so that we'd find out that we could communicate with him. And communication is a two-way thing. Prayer is not just us giving God a lecture or telling him what we want. Prayer is hearing from God what he wants. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for every call and every... Lord, I'm on my 19th book here. It's such a wonder to me every time. But then this wonderful, wonderful statement you gave us, trusting in me, who created you all, every one of us on this call, to be in communion with you, Lord. And now, Father, in the name above every name, help us in our communication. We yield ourselves to speak. We yield ourselves to be used. Oh, God, I know that there are things that you want to say. And if I can hook up my spirit to my tongue, and I can hook up myself to you, you'll be able to write through my mouth and through the mouth of, you said, you all. You created us all. That means every single person on this call. Actually, mankind himself, but particularly us. Each one of us, now as we yield ourselves, we were created to communicate with you and to literally utter the words that you're going to now give, that you want uttered in this earth. We give ourselves to you. Use us, Holy Father, Commander in Chief of this prayer army. Pibalotya makangila dohishakyana kobrake. Isana kora paka, hanyana kora manyang didi koprakata prakata galaila. Ishandolo kohoro kobra halakaya na kalyana no nombre. Kifa halotya, kifa lahotya makito. Kishandolo kobre kitikafra. Ishatolo kohobakya. Oh, Father. My Father. Pido kobra fade koholemeni andolo kobra sprede belatubra. Ika halai. Ita la hai. Vaho to alito kota. Ine qua. Kapila korma na kwa rabadito pa. Ebe bo shwa haloko prete ni kon kapa. Kafrika da gohole ke mbretio. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kete da gohora ka pito. Kapalakaya na kohora kotonche. Ikalakai. Isha teka da ha shakti ana koho takta. Kere go doro kubre, i vara kotonye, i kalaka brakadara go uche. Isha tara koho shetye. Kashi katai. Mitora, mitora, mitora. I kalaka pato. I bidi kwa certo lo kombe kiti kahai. I kalaka fronde ni manioko da go papa. I shate la kohora mana. I kalaka hora ka pakara kandiana gondiana gondiana godo. Be kalaka ho zebre ki tika dafra. Ki shato, ki shato, ki shato. I kalakai, i kalakai atto. Kaka, mana kodono kodosho, kiente di kodosho, kia. Kifra kodoho shwe. Kalakaya na kwa, ba, la sara mana kakito. Kafra hala ko bre, bre ta shanto to kodosho, kia. Ole bidwa, mine koro, ne kore kati, le vele to. Je ne me prendrai de la coho pa la caille en agnoto. Oh, Father. My Father. My very own Father. Piculo topa. Pele ti hignoto kodo gamba. Pica la taia no colo cobidace. Je ne cora mane con la cabito no cora cadile cobre prendisho. Kashko to obliteli ka hai. Kapele ko to ma, ma koro ko dobri na kafra kada ko oče. Kakala kai, angoro go doho šete. Igala halaka, hakala ka ha. Ambara ko doro ko doške debre ka titi akto, tede ko to iša kjada. Kafri kada ko hore ke brete. Oh, Father. Shato lo goshe, kede kon dobre kede galai. Mashko dobre ki frato. Ki brehi turma nakje. Mango lo gobre pa. Pako lo go pa. Me toto. Hashto, ramakai. Kavikata koholete, to balakaya nakaraka danye. Kako kukuleba. Ikala kapito. Amare kopre. Kamari kotoshka. Pifra duwejwa, mashto, tereko papa. Ikala kahai. Mandar ho to brikate kada ha shakti ana kondoshke. Kire kohra kadali ano no ko brikate kapa. Ishato ko breve di shonje ne nomo mo kwa. Iko de godanye. Ikalai. Kati atora. Ikalaka halaka mbapya na katakataya na kotocha. Ikalaka havra katoko onje ne katatya na kuhushke dene. Kapita tu. Kapita tu. Kapita na lehotonye na kwa. Mishto to praka prokyo gondieshke. Bikala korbita. Nigoragomba chadokotosha. Ishkator manakai. Kafragodokohola kapraktiata. Kashkator maneka. Ivilitu hushwe. Ikalakaya no kumbrika te kaha. Ivilitu shwa. Ikalakukapia to fekatia no kolita lai. Kibilikotosh katanche. Kilikohorakaya no karagodoshe barakatai. Kiligodorgo preta frakata kohoshe and then ikototo to kopi. Kalaka prakya, eshinima no tuta. Blessed be the name. Oh, palakito, palakito. Kufrangala gogabi, ajandeli korakatinya, doors, magagolo dobre. Fridanyo, fridanyo. Pele kopra. Ostiano no to shete te kotoshka. Kokito, kafrakato pampi. Mele dushwa dombre, ikalakai, anakorakotale, kanakapari, abaletenye, mitoho balakai, ananya no rabali. Shandorkoho, pankorakotop, no frakalikanya, mandolo bappa. Ishatotoko penye, ikalakaya na kukukukupa, ishatotoko upenye, palekonye, kabila tora manai, kabila tora manai, kokora kapa, aborenye, mekora gadivro, pishtora mana, kaya na kora kadenye, ne kora kadala gobre, Father, mitoro palakai, flandur go bebri tudia. Ishato. Oh, frakai. Kako brakatita. Kakalako brakatinyo no kohoroko vabi, dashko doko brebre, danyo no kohoroka nitsa, dato kohoshe. Kambrakahalai, kambrakataha, kambrakatakahayata, kambrakalakahayato kombe. Ikanyana kope lakai. Papa lo doce. Ishato to koho sheke de koho pa. Ika fraka de koho le kembele kodoro kodosh kata palkatinya. Ika la kahaya toro koho braka de kapai. Pashkodonya. Imanakai. Kapraka de koho sheke. Kafrakata kohole kapa. Idenda kohore kodoshke debra. Isato to kohoshe. Isato kohola kapito. Ikalakai. Minyo no korabai. Minyo no korabai kaka. Pele dobra kata kafra. Ikapo balati jon dobre kanaka flash ke de bur kopanye ne kwa. Kiva hele tu. Pashko tora katashke de prefte. Oh, Father. Ishatu du gohu shetje de kotohu shetje. Kapraka de ala genye. Kifra katakahe yata. Meita takaha shakya da kotoha shakya. E bela tatya. Kifra halakaya makora gadashka tambre. Praise your name, Shobra Fredishka. Akala kohoreko pe brandi ne koroko toshke de pretie. Ika frako to kohole kapi. Ashanyo no kohoreka tashka o sabrakatito. Sabrakatito, sabrakatito. Kobrikatunyo ne kwa. Eche ne karya ne ne kora manyano no no preketele beletonya ne koroko tarya. Tiene con de ajo, balajay, en el noño en el cual, acá le cabaya. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The victory, the victory, the victory is ours through the Lord Jesus Christ, who always causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Victory. Victory, victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, Brother Max. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Victory. Victory, 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 victory.
Yes, Lord, we have the victory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Start with Lamentation Yeah, Lamentations 3:23. Lamentations 3, verse 23:23. The first statement is underlined. It reads like this. The quiet time you have with me, the quiet time you have with me to refresh your spirit, to refresh your spirit, and to be led, meditate, and lean on my words. Okay, I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. The quiet time you have with me to refresh your spirit and to be led, meditate, and lean on my words. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. The quiet time you have with me to be refresh your spirit and to be led, meditate, and lean on my words. That is the statement. All right. Next scripture. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Isaiah 43:19. Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17. Next statement. Oh, a little long here. Praise the Lord. Reads like this. I speaks of refreshment to you. I speaks of refreshment to you in many different ways. I speaks of refreshment to you in many different ways. In this prayer, my prophet and friend is with you. In this prayer, my prophet and friend is with you to bring new strength. To bring new strength and energy, to bring new strength and energy into you. To bring new strength and energy into you and all areas of your life, and all areas of your life, the lives of my church, the life of my church. Okay, I'll read it again. That's the statement. Mm-hmm. And this is not underlined. It's a little long, but it's not underlined. I'll read it again. I speak of refreshment to you in many different ways. In this prayer, my prophet and friend is with you. My prophet and friend is with you to bring new strength and energy into you and all areas of your life and the life of my church. That is the statement.
Let me see if I've got that, please.
Yes.
I speak of refreshment to you in many different ways in this prayer. My prophet and friend is with you to bring new strength and energy into you and all areas of your life and the life of my church.
The life of my church.
And the life of my church.
No, there's no and. The life of my church. Your life.
Okay.
Your life. The life of my church.
Okay, let me see here.
Yeah.
Okay, it ends with, in this prayer, my prophet and friend is with you to bring new strength and energy into you and all areas of your life, the life of my church.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I mean, if I say that, and I apologize for looking at it the first time.
Oh, that's all right.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Psalm 23, 1 through 3. Psalm 23, 1 through 3. First Samuel 17, verses 34 and 35. First Samuel 17, verses 34, 34 and 35. John 10:27. John 10:27. Okay. Next statement. You are to breathe freely. You are to breathe freely and recover. You are to breathe freely and recover. Oh, the rest of it is underlined. Now this part is underlined. So, okay. You are to breathe freely and recover. This part is not underlined. Now the rest of the statement is underlined. It reads like this. Catch your breath. Allow me to work in you. Catch your breath, allow me to work in you. Now the whole statement reads like this. You are to breathe freely and recover. This part is underlined. Catch your breath, allow me to work in you. That is the statement. Okay. All right, next scripture, the book of Exodus. Exodus 23:12. Exodus 23:12. Proverbs 11:25. Proverbs 11:25. Okay. Next statement. The promise of hope, the promise of hope for you, yeah, the promise of hope for you, you are not broken, you are not broken, and not burdened, and not burdened, I will give you rest. That's almost a scripture there. All right, I'll read it again. Mm-hmm. The promise of hope for you, the promise of hope for you, you are not broken and not burdened. I will give you rest. All right. Next scripture here. Jeremiah 31:31, verse 25. Jeremiah 31:25. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. Next statement. Let me see here. The beginning of it is underlined, so I'll tell you when to stop underlining. So I'm going with the underlined part right now, which is the beginning of it. Receiving the good news from me today. This part is underlined. Receiving the good news from me today. Now the rest of it is not underlined. Drained, D-R-A-I-N-E-D, not drained, have more joy, not drained, have more joy, I am your God, which gives hope for eternity. I am your God, which gives hope for eternity. Okay, I'll read it again here, all of it. Now, this part is underlined. Receiving the good news from me today. The rest of it is not underlined. Not drained. Have more joy. I am your God, which gives hope for eternity. And that is the statement. Praise the Lord. So receiving the good news from me today, underlined, not underlined, not drained, have more joy. I am your God, which gives hope for eternity. Next scripture here is Proverbs 16:24. Proverbs 16:1-6, verse 24. Psalm 34:5. Psalm 34:5. All right, the statement is underlined, all of it. So the one I'm going to read is underlined, all of it. It reads like this. Focus on my positive words. Focus on my positive words of comfort. Encouragement and acknowledgement. Wow. And acknowledgement can change your life because of my words with an S. Are refreshments for your souls. Okay, I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. I'll try to do better here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Focus on my positive words of comfort. Focus on my positive words of comfort, encouragement, and acknowledgement can change your life because my words are refreshment for your souls. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. Focus on my positive words of comfort, encouragements, and acknowledgments can change your life because my words are refreshments for your souls.
Hallelujah.
Moving along. Yes, moving along. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 51. Yeah, Psalm 51.
The whole psalm?
The whole psalm. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. Psalm 51, 5-1, that's it. I don't know how big that psalm is. All right, so Psalm 51. Next scripture is Romans 15. Romans 15, 1-5, verse 32, 3-2. Romans 15, 32. All right, next statement. Pray each day and draw the teaching of my words. You should not neglect spending time with me, with my people. All right, I'll read the statement again. Pray each day and draw the teaching of my words. You should not neglect spending time with me, with my people. And that is the statement. Pray each day and draw the teaching of my words. You should not neglect spending time with me, with my people. Okay. Next scripture here. Hebrew 10:24 and 25. Hebrew 10:24 and 25. Genesis 18:5. Next statement is underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. Be confident and comfortable. Yeah. Be confident and comfortable with me. Maybe you read it better than me later. Be confident.
Is it comfortable?
Comfortable.
Okay.
That's the word. Yeah. It's a long word, comfortable. Yeah. Be confident and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
With me. The time of spiritual renewal. The time of spiritual renewal and refreshment that comes through your faith in me, church. All right, I'll read it again. This statement is all underlined. If I didn't say that, it's all underlined. And again, I'm going to read it again. Be confident and comfortable with me. The time of spiritual renewal and refreshment that comes through your faith in me, church. And that is the statement. I believe you got it, Miss Billy.
I shall read it back.
Okay.
Become all underlined. Be comfort. No, excuse me. Be confident and comfortable with me. The time of spiritual renewal and refreshment that comes through your faith in me, church.
Correct. That easy. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 46:4. Isaiah 46, verse 4. Next statement. Be on your guard. Yeah, be on your guard. Following my example. Okay, the rest of it is underlined. So I'm going to read this again. Be on your guard, following my example. Or example. Now, the rest of it is underlined. Approaching every challenge, and the change in your lives. Approaching every challenge and the change in your lives. That's the end of the statement. I'll read it again. This part is not underlined. Be on your guard, following my example. Underline part. Approaching every challenge and the change in your life. Next scripture. Oh, we're done here. Romans 15:13. Trust in me. And that's what we all prayed for this morning.
All right. I want to say here, before we go on, that there will be no prayer out at Prayer Mountain today. The roads, of course, would be impassable. So our prayer at noon will be exactly at the noon hour, or on the hour, wherever you are. Beginning with the scripture, Lamentations 3:23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. And this next is underlined. It seems to be kind of a theme today that he wants us to have time with him for refreshing. And it seems to me that is both our quiet time with him and being with others, the church. But I love this phrase at the beginning. The quiet time you have with me to refresh your spirit and to be led. Meditate and lean on my words. It refreshes the quiet time that we have with him. Mine is the mornings. That's when we get our leadings. One of the times. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord is in your midst. The Lord your God is in your midst. A mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will rest in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I speak of refreshment to you in many different ways. In this prayer, my prophet and friend is with you to bring new strength and energy into you and all areas of your life, the life of my church. Psalm 23:1-3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, our soul needs restoring, our mind, our will, our emotions. And he does that. And he does that in those times with him, when we sit before him in quiet and meditate on his words.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You know, Miss Vida, what came to mind? There's so many things happening right now, and everything moving really at a fast pace. And we maybe, for us, you know, the body of Christ, we feel like we cannot keep up with things. So he is really speaking to us to
yes.
be refreshed, to restart, calm down. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just thinking that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And trust him. Right.
Okay.
I knew that Psalm 117, 1 Samuel 17, had to do with David and Goliath. I wondered which verses he's going to pull out. And these are the ones. But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him."
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Very positive statements. John 10:27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? We can hear his voice.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
"You are to breathe freely and recover." Then underlined, "Catch your breath. Allow me to work in you." Is that what you were talking about, Max? It just seems like everything's happening so fast.
Yeah.
That we need,
yeah.
we need to catch our breath.
We need to catch our breath, yeah. Praise God.
Exodus 23:12. "6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your servant woman, and the alien or the stranger may refresh themselves." I tell you, folks, the Sabbath is a gift from God. One day out of every seven, we should completely rest. Until the Lord and Abraham and these and Moses, men on earth had never known a day of rest. But God's way of worship and God's true religion allows man a day of rest. And he said, Jesus said when he was on the earth, "The Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath."
Mm.
What has happened here? My computer. Okay, bless the Lord. So, he wants us to rest, and hallelujah, he made provision for it. Proverbs 11:25. "Whoever brings blessing will be," King James says, "made fat," or ESV says, "enriched." New American says, "prosperous." And the one who waters will himself be watered. King James says, "the liberal soul shall be made fat." So the New American, the generous man, will be prosperous. And he who waters will himself be watered. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The promise of hope for you. You are not broken and not burdened, I will give you rest. Jeremiah 31:25. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. That's King James. Here it is in the New American. For I satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes. I think I'll use that, because he uses the word refresh so much in these words today. So if the languishing one is just, you know, I mean, he's just spent. But the Lord says here, I will refresh him. Hallelujah. Psalm 40:1-3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! What a scripture.
Thank you, Lord.
2 Timothy 1:12. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Oh, that's the words of an old song I love so much. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. So, I just love it. Praise God. Now, this first part is underlined. Receiving the good news from me today, that's underlined. And the rest here is not. Not drained, have more joy. I am your God, which gives hope for eternity. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and healing or health to the body. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, this time of year and in the winter time and in Oklahoma, they had the worst flu epidemic in the whole nation. So there are some people who are feeling drained. But the Lord says, no, no, not drained. Have more joy. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So praise God for health and healing. And sometimes maybe even you've been having a hard time getting your breath. But he says, hang here. I'm the healer. Bless the Lord. Pause. Catch your breath.
Yeah.
Let me refresh you. Sit before me. Sit before my words. Take some time. Meditate on my pleasant words here. They're like a honeycomb. They're sweet to your soul. And they're healing to your bones. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:5. Those who look to him They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Hallelujah. New American says, they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. How glorious. The next underlined, focus on my positive words of comfort, encouragement, and acknowledgement can change your life, because my words are refreshment for your souls. Now, Psalm 51, that's David's repenting psalm.
Okay.
See why he gave it here. Created me to the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he'd gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your chesed, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Here, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open your lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, nor will I give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Hallelujah. I don't know if you need to pray that prayer. Pray it. Or if someone we're praying for needs to pray that prayer, may they pray it. One thing about the difference between David and Saul, David admitted his sins and asked God to forgive him. Saul always blamed someone else and didn't.
You know, Miss Willie, if you read the statement, if you read the statement before, focus on my positive words of comfort, encouragement, acknowledgement can change your life, because my words are refreshments for your soul.
That's right.
I believe that's what's all this about. I could be wrong. This is just my...
Well, yes. Acknowledgement.
Yeah.
One thing David did was acknowledge it here.
Yeah.
And his soul was refreshed. But now, don't borrow sin. If you didn't need this, if you didn't do something that needs such a prayer, just think, well, this is for someone else. But it definitely is for someone I believe it's for someone.
Yeah.
And we focus on his words of comfort. Now for us in the new covenant, 1 John 4, if you do sin, you confess your sins, and he's faithful to cleanse you. And this, of course, is a model for David is a model for repenting if you need it. Or if someone, I myself think this is probably for someone who needs it, and that his words of comfort and encouragement,
yeah,
are refreshment. Great. He definitely talking about refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 15:32. So that by, did I get that right? Romans 15:32. So that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. This is all about refreshing.
Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah.
Refreshing. Hallelujah.
Thank
refreshing
you.
Refreshing to our souls, our minds, wills, and emotions. Pray each day and draw the teaching of my words.
Hmm.
You should not neglect spending time with me, with my people. And of course, most of us know Hebrews 10, which tells us that very thing. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Huh.
So this tells us, I can see here that we're not to neglect our spending our private time with him, nor our assembling together and
yeah.
spending time together with him at church, in meetings. Genesis 18:5. Genesis 18:5. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts, after that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. Now this has to do with the angels who came to Abraham before they were going down to and he told his wife Sarah, and they're going to say that she's going to, but they're going down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they stopped by Abraham's house because the Lord said, shall I do, he's going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, shall I do it without discussing this with Abraham, my friend? So this is what Abraham said to those angels. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as you have said.
Hmm.
Praise the Lord. You know, I've thought about this. I don't know exactly the meaning, but you remember how the Lord said, be careful to practice hospitality, for some have entertained angels unawares?
Mm-hmm.
He was entertaining angels. He is aware of it. And he's known as the epitome of hospitality. Hallelujah. Underlined. Be confident and comfortable with me. The time of spiritual renewal and refreshment that comes through your faith in me, church. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear. I will carry, and will save. That's ESV. Here is King James. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs or gray hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. Praise the Lord. Be on your guard following my example, and then underlined. Approaching every challenge and the change in your life. Romans 5:13. Huh. Oh, I thought, I got that wrong. It's Romans 15:13.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Now
may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Trust in me. This scripture is really kind of come to my knowledge. It's amazing how certain scriptures, I wasn't that, I didn't use them that much, you might say. One of the ones is that I just love that scripture, which he says, we've only seen the fringes, the outskirts of his actions. But who can stand the thunder of his voice? That one he uses a lot. And it just, I don't know that I was that conscious of it. But now, since, I guess about a year now, he's been giving us this scripture over and over, and it's become so real to me. Now the God of hope, here it is in King James, now the God of hope fill you, with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Whoa, what a scripture.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so, anything else, Brother Max?
The first statement was underlined. The quiet time you have with me to refresh your spirit and to be led, meditate, and lean on my words.
That's really the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
really the whole, it's like a summation of everything he said today.
Yeah. Praise God.
I believe I'll do it.
Yeah, most of us need it. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I believe I'll do it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the refreshing of our spirits and our souls and the healing and the health and the life in our bodies. And so, Lord, we look forward to communicating with you again at noon and with each other to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. See you at straight up noon, Brother Max.
See you at noon.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.